Blackburn, Biden accuser deserves to be heard, no place for hypocrisy, double standard. By Jeff Poor on May 1, 2020. Thursday, in an interview with Fox News Channel's Shannon Bream, Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, reminded viewers of the 2018 Brett Kavanaugh Supreme Court nomination confirmation hearings and the scrutiny Kavanaugh faced and tied it to allegations against presumptive 2020 Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden made by Tara Reid. The Tennessee Republican U.S. Senator maintained the same treatment of Kavanaugh should apply to Biden in these circumstances. Just as Christine Blasey Ford was heard, Tara Reid deserves to be heard, she said. And, you know, Shannon, as I talk to women about this, they are saying, hey, wait a minute, where is fairness in this? Brett Kavanaugh was treated one way. The media was all over Brett Kavanaugh. They turned it into a kangaroo court with the help of the Democrats on the Judiciary Committee. And now there is nothing being said about Tara Reid. And the interesting thing to a lot of women about this is that Tara Reid can say this is who I talked to. There is the recording of her mother calling into Larry King. There are others that say, yes, she told us about this. So she has that corroborating evidence that is necessary that Christine Blasey Ford never had, Blackburn continued. She couldn't tell you date, time, place, year. Tara Reid can give you the specifics and the details. So it would be important for the vice president to come out and, first of all, tell the truth. And then secondly, say fairness is important here. Showing respect for women is important here. And there is no place for hypocrisy, and there is no place for a double standard. You know, the Democrats have a tendency to say, we're going to abide by rules when it helps us to achieve our goal. But we're going to get rid of all of those rules. If they stand in our way of reaching our goal. They hate President Donald Trump. They want to get rid of him at all costs. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.